Yes, may I help you?
Hello. I had a 12 o'clock appointment with Dr. Dre.
Well, Dr. Dre is with another patient right now. Would you like to reschedule?
Reschedule? It must be a mistake. I must see him. I had
no,
a 12
it's
o'clock
no mistake. Look, Dr. Dre is with another patient. Either you can wait or reschedule.
Look, I understand all of that.
No,
but,
apparently you don't.
You know,
understand.
I'm a working person, and
I'm working
just
too.
Where is Dr. Dre?
Well, open up
I
the door and you see
him.
A big dick fucking somebody.
Put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, but then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll be right back.
and not to be mistaken how air power of will.
Yielded up the body of the 16th at Vietnam. By September the 10th, it was.
Hey, close the fucking door. Nuts.
Tell me about this little journey you're about to take.
Sorry, brother, that's confidential information.
You talk to anybody about this?
No. But I will tell you this, because I trust you. I am going to gather us. Turn around! Shoot! I am going to gather an army of invisible warriors. This time I will have experienced, well-trained troops. Military force is not constant. Fuck. Victory in war is not repetitious. It is constantly changing form. I don't expect a civilian like you to understand what I'm talking about, but you know. Whatever form my enemy has, me and my unit will kick the living shit out of them and attain total victory.
Louis, I love you.
Hey, Chagall. There ain't no such thing as lovers over the town. Not in this family anyway, all right? You got Butchie to thank for that. You forget. You're too young to remember, but he's robbed everybody in this house. He even stole your little piggy bank for a couple lousy bags of dough. Fuck him. Fuck him! Let him live someplace else. Nobody wants him here.
Where's he gonna go? He's got no place else to go.
Little stranger, and I'll want to talk about this again.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment all the world was right, and how could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Yes, my life is better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Horn, flune, hinern.
But you have of special interest to my secret investigations.
There's something big going down at the Clubfoot.
The Clubfoot? Remarkable. Keep your... burden up and all fluid, not a burden. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. Keep in constant contact. I am extremely grateful for this excellent piece of information.
Starship Blues!
Once again, I thank you for this most useful tip. And if there is anything I can ever do to repay you...
Now that you mentioned it, Chief Inspector...
In the line and in the end, for the dark and strange is coming in the very floor, keeping the tendon on floors, need fluid, got the floor and horn, horn in the hip horn, need fluid in the floor.
Oh, 6 inches on the dead man's rum, in the bottle of the chest. Drink to the devils and done for the rums. Ah!
One punch don't make no fire. Necessary for her learning. If you give my flotsam, I could be half the man I used to. They said you were hot stuff, and that's what babies be reduced to.
Rising. Thank you. Thank you too much. Too kind. Far too kind. Before I even get started, I want to say, how about a big round of applause for the Bus Boys? Get some rules. I got some rules when I throw down, when I do my stand-up. I got rules and shit. Straight up, faggots aren't allowed to look at my ass while I'm on stage. That's why I keep moving while I'm up here. So if you don't know where the faggot section is, you got to keep moving. So if they do see it, it's quick and you switch it. They don't get no long stare at your shit. Start having imagination flowing on my, about my, I know what you're looking at too, because my ass get hot. I'm afraid of gay people. Petrified. I have nightmares about gay people. I have this nightmare that I go to Hollywood and find out that Mr. T is a faggot. Really, and he be walking up to people going, "Hey boy, hey boy, you look mighty cute in them jeans." Now come on over here and fuck me up the ass. Come on. I'm gonna bend over now. Hey boy, slow down. You're gonna mess around and come too fast. Then you get mad, I'll clench up my butt cheeks and rip your dick off.
You know who'd be a funny faggot? Ralph Cramden and Ed Norton. Wouldn't they be funny faggots? If Ralph Cramden leaned out the window one day and said,
"Norton! Norton, pal, come on down. I want to show you something."
Ha ha! Hey there, Alfie boy. What do you say there, pal of mine?
You know, Norton, I've been watching you. And I know you've been watching me, Norton. You watch me. I know.
So, Ralph, where are you getting at?
Norton, my friend, how would you like to fuck me up the ass? I know you want to fuck me, Norton. And you know that I know that you know that I know that you want to fuck me. Now I'm going to bend over. And when I do, start fucking. Here I go.
Hamana, 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 hamana.
Way to go there, Ralphie boy.
I kid the homosexuals a lot because they homosexuals. I fuck with everybody. I don't give a fuck. It's like I don't mean anything by it. You can hang out with a gay person. You can, guys. Don't feel, you know, like alienate gay people because they're gay, because you can play tennis with a gay person. Really, just after the game, you say, "I'm gonna get a beer, what you gonna do?" "Think I'll go suck somebody's dick." "Well, I'll see you later." "You gonna suck that dick, I'm gonna have the beer." And one night they could be in the club having fun with their gay friend and give them a little kiss and go home with their AIDS on their lips. Get home with their husband, and like 5 years later, say, "Mr. Johnson, you have AIDS." He goes, "AIDS? Well, I'm not a homosexual." "Sure, you're not a homosexual."
Thank you. I can hear. I can talk.
I know, Nick. Praise God.
How'd you know my name?
Come to me in a dream, I reckon.
Is this a dream?
Well, mayhap it is, mayhap it ain't.
Who are you, ma'am?
Abigail Freemantle. But folks around these parts just call me Mother Abigail. I'm 106 years old, and I still make my own bread. I've been living right here in Hemingford Home, Nebraska, all my life. You come see me, Nick. You and all your friends. You got to hurry, though. There's a storm coming! His storm!